There's a lot of testing that's going to be going on between now and when Elon said they may be ready for launch, which is in August of 2022, which is next month. And we're like halfway through July now. So August is coming up really fast. And Booster 7's back in the bay getting tested out. See if they have to switch from Booster 7 to Booster 8. See if they just have to replace a couple Raptors. See if they have to replace some stuff inside of Booster 7. But also, we got a ship down at the launch area that needs to be tested. And here we go. Check this out. There's some dates that you have to check out. July 18th, July 19th, July 20th, and July 21st. These are all road closures for Highway 4, which is the road that goes past Starbase and by Starship. So Highway 4 closed all of these days. July 18th, 19th, 20th. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this coming week. So that means they're going to be doing some testing. But what kind of testing are they going to be doing? Well, there's another road closure thing coming up here. There's Eddie Trevino Jr. This is the judge that kind of oversees all this stuff. It's ordering a temporary closure of access to Boca Chica Beach, and they have to do that. They have to close the beach. They have to close it down for people that want to go there and hang out, take down their coolers, take down their six packs, of course, non-alcoholic six packs, and bring their Sprite and bring, they can bring alcohol. I don't care. I really don't care. Or if they try to go to the beach, they're not going to be able to because Judge Eddie Trevino closes off the beach for these Highway 4 tests SpaceX is going to be testing. And on this, you can see it says non-flight testing activity. So there's not going to be a flight of any sort of Starship anytime soon. Not in the next week, at least, that we know of, because it's not ready to go yet. That's pretty much the reason. It has nothing to do with Eddie Trevino here. It has everything to do with this ship isn't ready to go. So Starship still needs some testing. And Elon Musk has said, hey, Booster 7, it might be busted. We're not sure. So we'll see what happens with Booster 7 in the coming days. But what could they be doing for the Starship, the ship itself, Ship 24? So there's something you can do, and that's subscribe to the channel. You know why? It's because YouTube will show you more things about NASA and Starship and SpaceX and the SLS, the things that you're interested in. So if you hit the subscribe button and the like button, YouTube will know to show you those things. Also, commenting helps too. So if you can leave a comment below, even if you leave an emoji of a rocket, that'll be really helpful, not just for me, for my channel. I mean, that definitely helps my channel, but it will help your YouTube experience as well. So thanks, everybody. They could be doing some cryo tests, but probably not. I've already gone through all those tests. I've already tested them out. They have, though, put on the engines. They put on the Raptors. So there's a possibility that they do a load test. They could be tanking and priming for static fires. That's possibly what they're going to be doing for this next week. They have a whole week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. They close down the beach on Friday, though, because on Fridays, people get to go to the beach. It's a thing they have with Cameron County. SpaceX and Cameron County work together, and they say, let's open up the beaches to everybody, because that's what people in Texas want. And that's kind of, I think it's in the state constitution that these things have to be open X amount of days per week. And also in the latest FAA environmental review, they said, SpaceX, you have to keep this stuff open for the people to use. So that's why that's open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They could be doing a spin prime test, which is kind of a pre-burner test without ignition. They spin up the turbo pumps, but they don't light anything. There's no static fire with that. They could be doing that as well. And that's kind of what we saw with Booster 7. They were doing those types of tests. They're putting in, they're doing a real, like a flow through the booster. And when that happened, there was a giant explosion. That's why Booster 7 is in the bay. They could do real propellants in Ship 24, but no thrust, no ignition. Make sure everything works. Engines, turbo pumps, spin up to speed, but they don't light it. They don't say go. And then if all this works out, if they get all this stuff done, it's possible they're just going to do that a few times this week. Unfortunately, I don't know if they're going to have a static fire. We haven't had an overpressure notice quite yet for a static fire. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of this week, possible, very small chance of a static fire, but it possible we get an igniter test. So basically the things that make the engine start, the igniter, the spark that makes it go. We may see one of those this week, and it's a quick poof. It just goes poof, basically. And you'll see a little bit of flame, but that's it. So we might see an igniter test, might see a pre-burner test, might see a spin test, a spin prime test, sorry, and some tanking and priming for the upcoming static fires. And those have to happen before.
This show is brought to you by Backblaze. I use Backblaze to back up my podcast, my video files, all of my writing stuff, and all my photos. And you get unlimited computer backup for Macs and PCs for just $7 a month. You can back up your own documents, photos, videos, drawings, projects, all of your data, and access your backed up data from anywhere in the world using the web app. And you can access the files on your mobile too, iOS, Android apps, all covered. And this is the cool part. This is my favorite part. You can restore it by mail. A hard drive will come to your house with all your data shipped to your door. It could come to your business too. And you can restore, return, refund program. So you can buy a hard drive restore, send the hard drive back within 30 days, and get a full refund. So basically they ship you this hard drive, and then you ship it back and you don't ever pay for it, which is the perfect program for somebody who has huge files and you don't want to waste days and days downloading terabytes and teraflops of data. And if you're worried about accidentally deleting your files, $2 extra a month, you can increase your retention history to 1 year. And I use it for all of my video files. It comes in super handy. So $7 plus $2, $9 a month, and you get everything backed up, ease of mind for up to a year. And if you use the URL backblaze.com/Elon, you get a fully featured 15-day no credit card required free trial. Check it out, play with it, start protecting yourself from potential bad times. Back your stuff up. It's recommended by the New York Times, Inc., Macworld, PC World, LifeWire, Wired, Tom's Guide, 9to5Mac, and more. And it's recently been listed on the NASDAQ Stock Exchange under BLZE, so you know they're legit. Backblaze is committed more than ever to bringing easy and affordable data storage that you can trust. Don't be that person that forgot to back up their important files. We've got your back. Sign up for a free 15-day trial. No credit card required. Go there, sign up, play with it. It's really powerful and is really easy to use. So go to backblaze.com/Elon. Backblaze.com/Elon. Backblaze.com/Elon.
Starship, ship 24, gets stacked on either booster 7 or booster 8. And if booster 7 is out, then booster 8 has to do a lot of testing, actually. It has to do cryo testing. It has to do pressure testing. It has to go through everything that booster 7 went through. And it also has to have all the Raptors put on it, 33 Raptors installed on Booster 8. So over the weekend and up until this time, and possibly all of next week while they're testing ship, they could be doing internal testing of Booster 7 and making the call to either move to Booster 8 or stay with Booster 7. And like I said, if Booster 8 is the thing that they go with, if that's the booster they go with, it's possible that this could be a while before they get all this stuff done. And the August time frame may slip a little bit. So what happened with Booster 7? It's an anomaly. And the FAA actually stepped up and said, hey, we have no authority over this. Like, this is a test. This is an R&D vehicle. So we're not going to take this into account if we allow them to launch Starship. So anything that happened with Booster 7 is just straight up Booster 7. It's a test vehicle. The FAA doesn't really care that much about it. I'm sure they know about it, but they're not going to hold this against SpaceX for the launch license, which they need as well. So if SpaceX shows that the vehicle is ready and primed and stacked, they also have to do a stack test. So they have to put the ship on top of the booster, either 7 or 8, and they have to make sure that it fits properly. And if it fits properly, that's great, but they're probably going to have to do cryo tests with both the vehicle and the booster at the same time. So that could take some time as well. Elon says August. I think it's going to slip into September. I really do. I really think it's going to slip into September. And I think that there's going to be some time where, I don't know, maybe October. And I'm just doing this because I know the testing schedule from before, and it's possible that we see it happen in August, But that's like a real fast turnaround for this kind of stuff. Because stacking takes a couple days. And we stack the ship on top of the booster. They're going to have to do fit tests. That takes a couple days. You know, I mean, the stacking itself only takes, you know, half a day. But then they have to make sure it's there properly. Might spend the whole day making sure that it's secure. The next day or overnight, making sure that everything is good. Let it sit for a while. Make sure nothing gets crushed because these things are heavy, you know. And the ship is 150 feet tall. Booster is about 250 feet tall. Altogether, it's around 400 feet tall. And it's a 9 meter around, 30 feet around tube that has to, the structure of the booster has to be able to hold up the ship. So if that works, which it should, because we've seen them stack ships before, 420, actually, the ship 4 and booster 20, that stacked a few times. And that was amazing. I got to see that on the side of Highway 4. But if they can get that ship stacked up, and if it all works, they're going to have to do something similar, probably another cryo test, just to make sure everything works, make sure nothing kind of like shakes loose as they do these quick tests. And they could possibly do, you know, another tanking and priming, getting ready for the launch, and then detank it. That could take a few days just to test it. You know what I'm saying? Just to test the pressure, just to test all the pre-burners and the spin prime test stuff going on there. So that's possible. So it could possibly be September, but I'm hoping for August, but I'm guessing October. So if that makes any sense to you, let me know in the comments below. When do you think this thing's going to launch? And it's getting closer. We're getting really close. So I really want this thing to launch, but I'm guessing it'll be September, October. So don't hurt me because I want this thing to launch too. I want to go back there and watch it. So if you want to help, make sure to leave a comment. Make sure to like this video. Make sure to subscribe to the video. I've been down there for the last 9 months and it's amazing. I loved it. So thanks everybody for your support. Let's talk about this next time on the Space News Pod. I'm Will Walden and I'll see you soon.